I'm Maureen Taylor, and this is Beyond Computers. Today we're talking about science fiction. Coming up, our website reviewer takes a new look at a sci-fi classic, and our panel of experts debate how important science is to science fiction. But first, particularly enthusiastic science fiction fans can express their admiration by attending any of the countless sci-fi conventions called cons by those in the know that happen around the country every year. There are cons for fans of Xena, Warrior Princess, cons for gamers, cons for comic books, and of course, dozens of cons for Trekkies. Rebecca Roberts recently attended a con for a select group of sci-fi fans. Here's her report.
If you were an animal, what sort of animal would you be? A proud, solitary lion? A friendly, playful sea otter? A sweet, dopey hound dog? If you've spent any time pondering this essential question, then you may be a furry. Folks from around the country who have already discovered their inner critters are gathering here at Further Confusion, a new furry con making its debut at a hotel in the heart of Silicon Valley. Everyone's name tag lists two identities, a human name in small type and a furry alter ego in much more legible letters. Brent Edwards, a.k.a. Chip Unicorn, is one of the organizers of Further Confusion and a computer programmer here in the Valley.
Chip Unicorn was a character I created about 15 years ago now. It was back in the times of the BBSs when I was one of the people among the furry BBSs. At the time, before the Internet, people would exchange mail where you would send out an email and it would get passed around the U.S. or the world. And I just chose that as my handle, and that's been sticking with me forever since.
Do you have a unicorn costume?
No, I do not have a costume. I'm not a costumer, I'm afraid.
Although you're wearing a tail.
Yes, I'm wearing a tail. And as you can see, it happens not to be a unicorn tail, but an otter tail.
Chip Unicorn explains that the otter tail is just a touch of whimsy. It's also a signal to other furries that he's one of them. A lot of furries are here in street clothes, but wearing bits and pieces of costumes, a pair of bunny ears or a striped tiger tail. There are folks in full body costumes known as fursuits, but traditionally, furries in fursuits don't speak. Part of that tradition is to perpetuate the illusion. The other part is more practical. The heavy foam headpieces make talking difficult. Adam Riggs is a costumer, dressed at the moment in his civilian clothes, which is probably all for the best, since his alter ego, Widge, is, well...
The rat.
Really?
They've got a bad reputation, but that plague thing was really the fleas. And besides, it was only half of Europe, okay? So, one of the first costumes I constructed was actually a rat. It was based on a bodysuit, dancer's unitard, and built up with foam, fur on top of that, and head was wire sculpture with plastic and fur layered onto it. So, I enjoy the odd mix of humor and shock when people see the 6.5 foot tall rat coming towards them.
And is it a menacing rat or an approachable rat?
No, it's actually a very friendly rat.
A lot of the furries who go to the trouble to build fursuits, a complicated process that can take up to a year, perform as team mascots or for children's TV shows. Widge the rat has made appearances at shopping malls and in local parades.
Have you ever, say, worn the rat costume to the supermarket just to see what happened?
I've resisted the temptation to do that. I know people have done...
I would think it would be very tempting.
Spontaneous public appearances. I have gone down to the local park once or twice.
Any dogs attack you or anything?
No, we generally employ spotters. We always recommend in our fursuit group that you go out with accompaniment, people who are not in costume and therefore can see clearly and speak.
By far the majority of furries at this con are men, and while Chip Unicorn says they've been making an effort to recruit women to what they call the fandom, it remains a male-dominated arena, which is not to say that the animal alter egos are always the male of the species.
There is some gender bending in some of the characters that you'll be seeing. They're... Also happens to be a lot of gender bending that happens on the mucks as well.
Mucks are virtual spaces on the internet where furries gather to role play and interact with other furries. One of the most popular with this crowd is Furry Muck, which has about 10,000 members. A lot of furry fans got started online, creating an animal character. Then they progressed to attending cons like this one and maybe building a fursuit. The agenda for this con includes a fursuit dance to be held later in the weekend, an event I'm sorry to miss. Considering the temperature inside a fursuit can exceed 100 degrees, a room full of dancing furries must be quite an event. Especially since, once in costume, furries stay in character. A lesson I learned the hard way.
For a radio audience, there's a flying fox in front of us in deep brown, black, and white. It is a full-body costume with a full mask, and he is right now hugging our interviewer.
Whoa, don't eat my microphone. The flying fox eventually scampered away, tail wagging. Throughout the weekend, this crowd will include tigers, bobcats, horses, even an alligator, although the alligator insists he can still be considered a furry since his fursuit is more fur than scales. The conference organizers are expecting attendance to break 800 furries by Sunday. For Beyond Computers, I'm Rebecca Roberts.
Phenomena. Phenomena. Phenomena.